The seconds are ticking away. From coast to coast, Phenamint, the chewing gum laxative, presents the fascinating game. Now then, double or nothing. Music by Bruce Law. Your announcer, Aloys Avrilla. By special wire from California, Frank Pollard. And the gentleman in charge of your questions and Phenom and silver dollars, the originator of Double or Nothing, Walter Compton.
Thanks, Aloys Avrilla. You know, last week I had a question about an albino pachyderm. The lady didn't answer it, and I got so excited I failed to tell the audience what it was. An albino pachyderm, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing more or less than a white elephant. The silver dollars are all stacked up, ready to drop in the cash boxes, so let's play Double or Nothing.
Well, Walter, we're all ready. A radio audience of more than 100 stations, our theater audience, and even Frank Forrest, who joins our show from way out in California this time. And now, here is your first anxious contestant.
This how you do, sir? How anxious are you?
Not very. A little bit scared right at this point.
What's your name, please?
Horn, Edwin C. Horn.
Horn, what city are you from?
I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
What do you do for a living?
Down at Montgomery Ward, the mail order advertising.
That's a good store. You get your plug in. You like to work there?
Very much so.
Good.
Great outfit.
This question is from Mrs. Valerie Kennedy of Texarkana, Arkansas. She receives $5 for sending it in. How do you describe points in Jack Stone? You know, like when you're on...
onesies, twosies...
That's all right. $5 silver on the onesies and the twosies and the threesies, foursies, and there's fivesies. Now, for the next minute, Mr. Horn, you can ad-lib on the subject under discussion. While you're talking on the subject of that question, I'm going to award various amounts of Phenom and silver dollars on our cash register each time you say something pertinent or informative or just plain funny. That's almost yours, but not quite, because I'm going to ask you one more question, and it's not going to be a pushover like onesies or twosies, brother.
I never said a word.
You didn't, huh? But that $5 you got in your strong box there, that's yours. I can't get it back. Okay? Go.
Well, games are played for health and relaxation.
That's worth $2.
Yeah, they're all types, indoors and outdoors.
I'll give you $1 for that.
Even parlor games, if you want to call that
what
a game.
What kind of parlor games, Mr. Horn?
Well, you're going to narrow me down. There's checkers, chess, cards.
You're not doing what I thought, but I'll give you $2.
There's that greatest game of all, pitching that fast game of woo.
$3 on the woo.
But, usually play with two sides. I mean, the...
Pitching woo, I'll give you $1 for that, too.
You can start out getting up at bat in that old game of baseball, which is a grandest game.
$2 for baseball.
So DiMaggio is playing a wonderful game out there.
I'll be getting the baseball. I'll give you $1 for sure.
But football is another game. Play with 11 men on each side.
I'd like to see some Jackstoners playing football, but I'll give you $1.
Well, the little girls that get out and play Jackstoners are famous for hot shots.
Uh-oh, time is up, sir. But you've got 13 silver dollars to your credit. Now then, sir. Double or nothing. Give me that strong box, will you? I'll hold it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Give you $1 back. You mentioned hopscotch just now. What is hopscotch and illustrate?
Gee. Hopscotch is played on the sidewalk and it starts out like this.
What are you going to do with a dollar? You got to throw the dollar down. That's correct, sir. Hold your strong box up. Thanks very much. $26 silver. That's the side of all only one. That's 31 of Phenom and silver dollars.
Thank you very much.
Already, Walter, this lady is your next contestant.
May I have your name, please?
Monica Bryce.
Miss Bryce, what city are you from?
New York.
What's your occupation?
Staff work, Bundles for Britain.
Bundles for Britain. I think that's very fine. Very, very fine. How's business?
Doing very well, thank you. Had a great month so far.
Your question is from Sue Bennett of Birmingham, Alabama, who receives $5 for sending it in, and the Singleton Drug Company of the same city receives a special award. Now, before I give you the question, I'd like to point out to our listeners that they, too, can get in onto the fun of Double or Nothing. Send your questions to us, and, of course, the reasonably correct answers, to Phenomint Mutual Network, New York. Each question we use gets $5. All questions become the property of Double or Nothing, and if duplicates come and the first received and used on the air wins. Our judge's decisions must be final. And sometimes Tribune-Star Award is special award. Send your questions to Phenomint Mutual Network, New York. And now here's your question from Ms. Bennett of Birmingham, Alabama. To what was the term clipper applied before the transoceanic airplane?
Sailing ship.
Sailing ship. $5 silver in your strong box. If you're ready.
Well, the original sailing ships were built mostly in New England ports.
$2.
They sailed to the South Seas, to Australia.
Dollar.
To China.
Another dollar.
They chiefly carried grain, and they obtained a reputation for very speedy work because they raced each other to see which could get the product to the market first.
$2. They also carried tea. I'll take a dollar.
Clipper ships nowadays are generally air clippers, airliners.
$2.
There's one to Bermuda. There's a South
Bermuda.
American one. There's a transatlantic one.
That's $2 more.
Baltimore used to be the winter port for the Bermuda clipper.
Not a buck.
The LaGuardia Field is the headquarters for most of the clippers nowadays.
$1
All
more.
Of them, I think.
Don't tell me you've run out. I can't
well,
believe
I
it.
I couldn't possibly run.
Oh, we ran out. $14 silver to your credit. Now then, double or nothing. Near what city is Wright Field located?
Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio is correct. Hold your song box up. $28 silver. Plus the $5 you've already won. That's $33 silver.
Good heavens.
Good
heavens. Good for Britain, I mean.
You want to give it to Britain? We'll be very glad to. You can take it with you. What'd you rather do?
Would you send it?
I'll be very pleased to. You can trust it. It's a pleasure. Now then, Walter, will you look this way, please? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet our guest contestant of the evening, Mr. Vincent Lopez. Well, this is one time Lopez is going to be speaking and get paid for it every time he opens his mouth. Are you nervous?
A little bit.
You told me it's the first time you've ever done anything like this.
That's right.
How's business over at the Taft Hotel?
Well, I think we hit about 800 so far tonight.
That's all right. You've already been over there.
That's right.
And you're going back as soon as you get through.
Right after this program, we do a South American program at 8:30 and then we stay there at 9:30.
You mean on shortwave, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And you told me one thing before we went on the air that I want to ask you, Vincent. What about this book you're writing? I never heard of a band really writing a book before.
Well, it has been done. Rudy Valley's written a book.
What is it? What is his book about?
By himself.
Oh, I see.
Well, we like to know about it. But my book is concerning predictions and subjects that I've been interested in a good many years, and the book will be out in about 6 weeks.
What's the name of it?
It's called Predictions.
You can send me a copy.
I will.
I worked up to that nice lady. Here's a question. It's from Florian Zodikowski of Berman Wood, Wisconsin. He receives $5 for sending it in. How many countries are there in the Pan-American Union?
21.
21 is correct. $5 silver. All right, strong box up. Lopez, you act like you're not used to collecting money. You didn't even hold it up there when I told you to. You're ready. Go ahead.
282 square million miles in the Americas.
What?
$2. 11,808,000 is the population of all the Americas.
Have you been to South America?
Yes.
Uh-oh. I'll give another dollar. I can't argue. I haven't got that down here on the card.
Buenos Aires is the city of the capital of Argentina.
Two hooks.
It's the largest Spanish-speaking city in the world.
Another dollar.
Panama. The point of interest there is the Panama Canal.
That's worth $2 more.
May I speak about Mexico?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Right. Right.
Mexico City, 5,000 miles. 5,000 miles above, 5 miles above sea level.
We got it out. I'll give you $2.
Quito is the second highest capital in the world.
Quito's capital what?
Ecuador.
$2.
Cuba is the largest island in the West Indies.
Goodness, $1.
Only a dollar?
Oh, another dollar.
Havana is the capital of Cuba, and the capital building is fastened after the capital of Washington.
You've been to Cuba, too, I think.
Yeah.
$2 more. Whoa, $16. Oh. Do you speak Spanish?
A little bit.
I'm not going to pay for it. Double or nothing, Mr. Lopez. What two South American countries are landlocked?
Bolivia, and Paraguay.
That's correct. That's all right, sir. That's all right. That's all right. I want to pay you off. $32,000. That's the five. That's 37 of Phenom and Silver Dollars. That's all right.
That's probably better than you can do at the tap for one minute.
But I like to keep $2 and give the rest to the same cause as the lady.
Bottle for Britain, what are you going to do with the $2?
Well, it's a souvenir tonight.
Okay.
Are you ready, Walter? Here is your next
question. I thought he was saving taxi fare to get to the tap.
I wondered too myself.
May I have your name, please?
Eleanor Scanlon.
Miss Scanlon, what city are you from?
Fairfield Park, New Jersey.
And what's your occupation?
I'm in the radio advertising business.
Oh, you are? Yeah, well, don't shake, so you ought to be used to this by now. This question is from Mrs. Mary Downey of Nashua, New Hampshire, who receives $5. Of what animal is it said he never forgets?
Elephant.
Elephant is right. You stop telling on the audience here. $5 in your song box. Okay.
Lots of elephants in Barnum and Bailey's Circus.
$2. Can't dispute it.
I think they're the biggest animals in the world.
I'll give you a dollar.
There are lots of other nice animals in the circus, too. I like tigers.
I'll give you a dollar.
And leopards and...
Giraffe, and that's all there. What's the name of the elephant for? Don't ask me, I don't know. What is his name, anyhow? Sabu. All right, one dollar. I'll take a dollar because I knew that too. Well, the elephants always are in the front of the parade. They pick up things to get done. Two dollars more. Really, they never forget, though. They never forget?
They do forget.
They do forget? Mm-hmm. How do you know?
Well, it's a long story. I wouldn't make any
money
on that.
Well, don't worry. I'll give you a dollar. Woo! $11. Ooh. Now then, double or nothing. The seat for the rider on the elephant's back is called a howdah, a howdah, or a shay.
Howdah.
Howdah, that's correct. Woo! Hold it up. $22 plus $5. That's 27 Athenum and silver dollars. And I was going to sell them for you and everything. You're way ahead of me.
I guess he's just too smart, Walter.
Now, here's an item for a metal sleigh ride.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that Santa Claus was a piker when it came to getting some extras out of a chimney?
I'll make those words good, chum. You can't call Santa Claus a piker and get away with it.
Oh, no offense. No offense at all to Santa Claus, Aloys.
Uh-huh.
He's a smart one.
Yeah.
He only comes down the chimney. But years ago, here's what some of the ancients used to do. They'd mix hard soot from the back of the chimney with a dash of ashes and take it as a laxative. As a chaser, they took hot water mixed with stewed lard.
Oh, chewy. Well, my tummy is doing a whirling dervish. Why, that's what I would call taking a laxative the hard way. The cure being worse than the disease.
Oh, but today some folks are still doing things the hard way, Lord. When they could get gentle, pleasant relief with Phenamint, the modern chewing gum laxative.
Yes, gentle, pleasant relief. And that, my friend, sums up the benefits of modern Phenamint. But after all, when you're in need of a laxative, that's just what you want. Gentle, pleasant relief. Phenamint gives it to you in chewing gum form, with a fresh taste and flavor of cool mint. Perfect for summer. You can enjoy Phenamint's swell minty flavor through the hot summer months. And Phenamint also brings you the benefits of chewing. Chewing Phenamint helps relieve the nervous tension that so often accompanies the need for a laxative. So when you feel dull, headachy due to the need of a laxative, get relief the modern, convenient way with modern Phenamint.
Thank you, Aloys. And now at this point in our Double or Nothing game, our star of song, Frank Forrest, comes forth with his musical information and a favorite song. Now, Frank is still vacationing at his home in California. We've decided to get him on the wire and ask him to sing for us anyway.
Well, Walter, isn't it amazing that in 5 or 6 seconds we can join Frank way out in California?
Yep, I wish I could really do it and jump out into that swimming pool.
Oh, Walter, you want everything.
Well, Frank Forrest, here we come. It'll take us a few seconds to slip through the wires from New York to California, but we're all waiting to hear you. Frank's song is the great favorite La Paloma, Little White Dove. In just a few seconds, Frank Forrest, singing from California.
Hello, Walter. Say, I wish you could all be out here with me because the swimming is fine, the weather is wonderful, but enough of that. Since you can't be out here, I am glad to join you with the song you asked for, La Paloma, accompanied by Mr. Robert Armbruster and a quintet from his orchestra.
Being with you, and for now, hasta luego from Robert Armbruster and myself, which means we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank Forrest. It certainly is good to hear you again, even if we have to pick you up from California. We'll have the same long-distance wire working next week, so be ready to join us. Sorry to interrupt your vacation, but it was well to have you back on our show.
Now, Walter, here is your next Fiedemann Silver Dollar contestant. This way, please. Waiting to try his hand at one of our listeners' questions.
You practically walk right by the microphone, answer.
Sure do.
May I have your name, please?
Taylor, Jack Taylor.
What city are you from, Mr. Taylor?
New York.
And what's your occupation?
Photography, High Williams Studio, club.
That's all right. What's your address?
5 East 40th.
Well, see, it was nothing but Fiedemann's time. I mean, we don't mind. This question is from Dorothy Johnson of San Francisco, California, who receives $5 for sending it in. I want you to differentiate between cover charge and minimum charge.
The cover charge is a surcharge put on by a record just for establishing service. The minimum is a charge where you go in and... take your meal, and you have to eat up to a certain...
You have to eat some more. Okay. $5
right.
In that song box. Okay, Miss Taylor, go ahead.
I hope I cover everything.
I'll give you a dollar for that, too. Well, don't you say you cover the waterfront. I won't pay for it.
So that's just fun money.
Fun money, that's what you got.
The cover is from the French. Spelled C-O-U-B-E-R-T.
That's worth $2.
Meaning table table cloth.
Don't look at me like that. I don't know any French.
And it has nothing to do with the cover gag about where you say, waiter, my cocoa sold, and he says, put on your hat.
$1.
That bad?
It wasn't good.
I don't know how they charge when you get under the table.
$2 for getting out of the table, okay.
And I've known men who've tried to take the tablecloth home after having paid the cover charge.
You know, funny people, Mr. Taylor.
Uh-huh.
$2.
That's where cover charges come from. And they wind up in the skylight roof rather than Tommy and Charlie.
You mean the cover charges?
Yes.
I'll give you $1 for that. $9. Hang on to your strong bucks because now it's double or nothing. What is meant by table d'hôte?
Table d'hôte is a meal established where you pay a fixed charge for a complete course.
That is correct, sir. Hold it up. $18 silver dollars plus the $5 you won. That's 23 Athenamine silver dollars. You've been around eating, haven't you, Mr. Taylor?
I have.
You can eat $23 worth now.
Now then, Walter, just take a look over my shoulder,
look
will
over
you?
Look over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Boy, we've got a couple of recipients of the USO here. How do you do, gentlemen? All dressed in blue and brass and gold braid and what have you. What's your name?
Chief Elman Walker from Lambert, Mississippi.
And you, sir?
Chief Elman Desjardins from Richmond, Louisiana.
What's a yeoman?
Yeoman's a pin pusher.
A what?
A pen pusher.
Pushing pen. Now, look, now, people in uniforms don't push pens.
Well, I'll tell you, when we came in the Navy, we saw somebody running a typewriter, and that's what I said. That's me from now on.
Oh, you're running a typewriter?
Well, if you do that, it runs me.
You do that too, sir?
Yes, sir. Same thing. Same business.
What for?
For a living.
Biggest employer of the world is Uncle Sam, they tell me. I don't know.
What an uncle, too.
What an uncle, huh?
You bet.
Well, you want to ask a question, huh?
We try.
Okay, you understand now that your question will let you both talk at the same time, if you want to. In other words, you can have double trouble. The question's from Irwin Zucker of Brooklyn, who receives $5, and Charles Greenberg, his brother, receives a special award. Where is the United States Weather Bureau headquarters?
In Washington, D.C.
That's all right. $5 in that strong box. Are you guys, I mean, you work in the Navy now. I never did find out.
Oh, yes, we're at the Navy recruiting station.
Oh, right? I see. Yeah, that's why you pushed the pen. I was trying to figure where you type right on a boat. Okay, if you're ready.
I've been on a boat, too.
Oh, you've been on a boat, too. Time for the Weather Bureau now.
The Weather Bureau was officially established in the late 90s.
And $2.
It has branch offices throughout the United States in its possession.
$2 more.
It receives reports from various possessions, and after compiling them, they are broadcast to different throughout the shipping, aircraft,
another couple,
commercial radio stations, and also for outdoor sports promoters.
That's interesting. Mike Jacobs would like that. Bell of him.
Well, contrary to public opinion, it's generally right.
It is.
It's prediction.
$3. I know who you work for. See, you scared the bosses.
It's an asset to military commanders in making preparations for troop movements and ship movements. It makes predictions as far as 3 days in advance.
Sometimes a week in advance.
$2
more.
The Weather Bureau has been a great help to farmers, too.
Whoa! $1 for the farmers. Right on the bell, then. $15 silver. And now then, double or nothing. What is the difference between Fahrenheit and centigrade? That's on thermometers.
Well, Fahrenheit, 32 degrees.
What is centigrade?
And zero.
That is correct. That's all right, sir. $30. 30 Athenamine silver dollars, plus the $5 you've already earned. That's 35 Athenamine silver clucks.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, sir.
You're welcome.
Well, to give you a lot of thanks for being all included.
Now, you know, in the summertime, your druggist is a mighty popular man. Into his cool store go every one of us to stock up on our summer and vacation needs. There'll be sunglasses to buy, bathing caps, remedies for the sunburn that comes, as it must to all of us, and a dozen and one other needs that make for a pleasant vacation trip. And don't forget, a pleasant holiday means feeling good. And that's why you should take along with you a convenient box of Phenamine, the modern chewing gum laxative. Then, when you feel dull and headachy due to the need of a laxative, simply take Phenamin for thorough, gentle relief, and you'll be feeling like a million again. So, don't forget, put Phenamin, Phenamint, on your vacation shopping list, and get it in one of the five generous and economical sizes that start as low as 10 cents.
Thank you, Lois. And now here's our next contestant. May I have your name, please, sir?
My name is Harold Stein.
What city are you from, Stein?
New York.
All right, sir. Here's your question from Mrs. A. Bridgewater of Chicago, Illinois, who received $5 for sending it in. What is a stage door Johnny?
I'm not.
You're not. I can't pay for that. What is it?
Stage door Johnny is the gentleman who hangs on the stage door hoping some fair lady will bless him with a knot.
$5. I'll nod $5. You can nod for a minute now, sir.
Stage door Johnny's are a queer race. As a photographer, I have
$2.
I've been around stage doors, and they're peculiar. They send flowers, bouquets.
A dollar for the bouquets.
Candy.
Another dollar for the candy.
$2 candy.
$2 candy. Another dollar.
And
I'm not cheap with those guys.
Sometimes motor cars.
Sometimes a motor car. What kind of motor car?
Rolls Royce.
$2.
And Ford.
$1.
They take the girls out, dine them, wine them. And
what does that work?
I never take one out that way. I wouldn't know.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll give you a dollar. That'll help you next time. You go downstairs, get an orange.
And they bask in the sunshine of their beautiful smiles. Mm-hmm.
Lots of smiles.
Good smiles.
Another dollar.
And they're a funny lot in general.
They're what?
They're chewy.
I paid for
that. They pay for it, too.
Oh, I chiseled me out of another dollar. Go on.
And they're lucky.
Whoa. $12.
Here we go.
No, wait a minute now. Double or nothing. If you played stage door Johnny to the following personalities, what would you give them as a gift? Minnie, Elsie, and Greta.
Well, I give Minnie. I give that. Let me start with Greta, may I?
You can start with Greta.
I give Greta a good book because she likes to be alone.
That's all right. Elsie and Minnie.
Elsie, I give a quart of milk.
You give her a quart of milk?
Because she's a famous cow.
Well, it's a funny thing to give a cow, but go on. How about Minnie?
That's right. Or some bread.
All right. How about Minnie?
Well, Minnie, I think I would give...
Quiet from the audience.
I would give her some dance music because she's a moochin.
I can't be sure of that, but that's correct. Hold your strong bucks up. $24 plus five. $29. And so we must close Phenomen's chest of silver dollars until next week when we return for another session of Double or Nothing. We'll all be here again, Bruce Alofman's music, Aloy Zabrilla, and I'll be back to award Phenomen's silver dollars. And as our special guest contestant, that star of stage, screen, and radio, Miss Gertrude Neeson. Until next week, this is Walter Compton saying goodbye to you for Phenomen's Double or Nothing show.
Now, are you ever haunted by a temperamental stomach, by that stuffy, nerved-up feeling due to excess stomach acidity? Well, then get medical relief the chewing gum way. Chew that brand-new product called Chews. C-H-O-O-Z. Chews looks and tastes like your favorite chewing gum. Well, that's right. But even more important, Chews brings you medically approved ingredients for added effectiveness, extra tastiness, with no disagreeable aftertaste. And what is more, Chews gives you quick relief, longer relief. Chews is not a laxative. Chews contains no soda. Chews is not habit-forming. So how about it, friends? When you suffer from excess stomach acidity, when gas, heartburn, or sour stomach comes your way because you've been eating too much or too quickly, drinking or smoking unwisely, simply chew. Ask your druggist for Chews. C-H-O-O-Z. Chews today. Only 10 cents. Then when you get acid indigestion blues, remember, just chew. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.